What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Pit Life Barbecue Podcast. It's Monday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, 5 West Coast time. So you know what time it is? It is time to talk some barbecue, as we love to do. So coming to you live from the Uncle Steve Shake Studios in Center Bonstead, New Hampshire. I apologize, folks, for last week. I just had to came down with the old cook-off crud. Lost my voice. Was coughing fits, and we just couldn't get it done. But we are back live this week, joined by Gabriel and Big Rome. And we're going to get into it, but today brought to you by Uncle Steve Shake. 16 now amazing flavors, from the original, the Gator, the competition line, the dessert shake, and the new Magic Ribs and More. New line. It is on the market. You can jump on and buy it now. Great customer service. Steve's the one answering the phones. Mixed with the finest ingredients. Any questions you have, call that number, send an email, and Steve will be the one answering the phone. Check him out at UncleSteveShake.com and also on Facebook, the Uncle Steve Shake Nation. For all your shake needs. Uncle Steve Shake. Shake some on everything. Also brought to you by Joe's Meat Market in Royce City, Texas. So proud and honored to have Joe's Meat Market on board. Believing in what we do here. And going to do them right. But Joe's Meat Market has the freshest in multiple cuts available. If you need something, you can talk to Gabriel or some of the other boys. They can be able to cut it down for you or get something in for yourself. Do you need produce for your cook? Gabriel has the freshest produce around. Seasonings, sauces, all there. Joe's Meat Market is the one-stop shop for your upcoming barbecue weekend. Anything you need right there. And if you're like me, a little hefty fella, you get a little hungry, he's got you covered there too. Sit down, grab a bite to eat. A bunch of guys hanging around, showing love and community and friendship back and forth. Strike up a conversation, make a new friend over breaking bread. Absolutely. Check them out, Facebook, I believe Instagram, Joe's Meat Market. Or if you're in Royce City, swing on by to Joe's Meat Market. Joe's Meat Market for the win, baby.
Yeah. For the win, guys.
Let's see. Greg Pino, what's up? Daddy Dutch, Chris Rosinski. Bam Bam, what's happening? Efren Juke, what is going on? Let me just share this out right now. Where the hell are we? And, yeah. So, obviously, guys, you see we got joined by Gabriel and Big Rome, our own Big Rome. What is up, boys?
How we doing? Not much. I'm just here for moral support, you know.
He's my brother right there, buddy. Familia right there.
So let's get down to it. Gabriel, tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, how you kind of got into, I guess, the barbecue world, of if you do any at all, other than maybe some backyard stuff. and then how you got into owning Joe's Meat Market.
So I ran a restaurant for 20 years, and I got familiar with a lot of food, a lot of food knowledge. And when I left that business there, I wanted to open my own. So I saved a little bit of money, and this building was available. It was a grocery store with a meat market. The original owner is Joe. So when I asked him why, you know, he wanted to leave the store, he was ready to leave. He goes, take over the store. I'll sell it to you. I said, no, I want a restaurant because that's all I know how to do. I said, oh, I've been in the restaurant business all my life. And he goes, no, take it. I'm gonna leave anyway. I said, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna take it. If I like it, I'll keep it. If I don't, I'll just make it a restaurant. But then I realized that a business like this, you know, it's the pressure of running a restaurant versus running a meat market is like 10%. Yeah. And to me, this is fun. This is fun. You know, you get to meet people like Big Rum over there, you know, who loves food, who loves, you know, the taste of food. And you get to meet a lot of people like that. And the more you hang around those guys, the more you also want to barbecue, want to cook all the time. So I didn't change the name, because if you change the name, some cities will make you rebuild the whole building. And if take over the store, it's a turnkey. The next day you start operating. So it was a business decision to keep it at Joe's. Plus it had customers, all right. It didn't have great customers, but it had customers. So people knew what Joe's Meat Market was. It just needed a little bit of a little bit of tender care, love, you know, and awareness. That's the key to any business, any small business, is awareness. Do they know who you are? Do you know where you're located? Do you know what the product you sell? So, and that's one of the reasons we support small business, because we want to help them create awareness. So.
Yeah. Oh, but that's very interesting. Because I'm not quite sure about up here, because I think you can, if you take over and buy a new company business, you can change the name with no issues. So that's interesting, you know, that you'd have to, if you wanted to change the name, you'd have to really rebuild the entire thing from the ground up.
Yeah. Well, when you open a new business, when you take over a business, if you change the name, it becomes a new business. It's no longer the previous business. It becomes a new business with new permits, new everything. So now you got fire marshal inspections, building inspection, and this is an old building. So it's a historical building. So you just can't do any adjustments you want. You gotta get permits for even changing the colors, painting here and there. So just a little different. And it was best business sense was just to keep it as Joe and make it grow from there. So it was the best business decision that you could make when you take over a business.
Absolutely. You know, there's Juke showing the love.
There it is.
It's an amazing place, and is hands down one of the most amazing people he's ever met. I agree 100%. And we've only, you know, we've seen in different videos and lives, and we finally had the chance to meet in person the other week down in Houston, and that was fantastic. Let's see. I know we had a couple other guys, boys, jump in. Mad Max, Larry Vaughn, Mike J, what's happening, brother? Bat, Daddy Dutch, Mr. Hogan, what's going down, brother?
Mr. Hogan, there it is.
Dave LaConte, what's happening, brother? Hope everything went well on the meeting the other day. Rockwell County News First, what's up, family TBC? All right, let's go.
The whole chapter is here.
Craig, great trip. What's up, brother? It was great meeting you down in Houston. When we were there, we did a quick interview, which I'll be scheduling them after the show tonight. So the next few days, there'll be a couple coming out at night, and we'll get through those. And we had a ton. But going on with Houston, Gabriel, was that your first time at the Houston Rodeo?
It was my first time. I really wanted to go last year with Rome and the other guys. I think they've been there a couple of times now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's just a small business. This Joe's Meat Market's a small business. I keep it tight. I keep it the help tight. So we had some issues here. We had to with some turnover, so I couldn't go last year. We fixed those issues here. So, man, I was really, really excited to go. You know, I know Uncle Steve has been inviting me, and I finally had to go.
Yeah.
It was fun, man. That was fun.
It's wild, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it's like a small city.
It is. I think the barbecue competition had more people than the fair. It had like 10 times more people over there.
They were expecting somewhere between
200,000 and 250,000
people. Wow. Throughout the weekend. But yeah, and then the tents are wild.
Yeah.
The parties, it's, you know, now you get to go and see the pictures from all the other guys who, you know, are running the tents, so they're throwing their stuff up. But so how long have you owned the meat market?
I had this for about 10 years. And, you know, just as FYI for small businesses, it's very hard when you first start a small business. Even this one that already had a bit of customers, first 3 years, 4 years, it's just grind, and put your head down and keep on grinding, you know. And I've learned about small business. It's about awareness. So meeting some of these guys that do seasonings like Rome and some other guys, local guys, I know what it takes to fight and get your name out there. So I wanted to give them a shelf on the store to help them promote their seasonings and help them grow themselves. So it's if they grow, I grow. So it's a win-win.
Oh, for sure. Papa Texas, what's up, brother? With the seasonings, you know, it started in Rome. You'll know better than me. Really started with the original TBC seasoning, right?
That's right. And then, you know, Chapter was one of our first seasonings here, and these guys, you know, their energy, the atmosphere they create, you know, they love barbecue. They sleep and wake up with barbecue. That's all they want to do. That's all they want to talk. It's just the energy there. They have a lot of fun. And I want, you know, when I met Rome, you know, probably what, 5-6 years ago, and he came to the store and he was excited, and he went and did a video up at his house, and boy, they grew and I grew up. You know, we've been growing since then at the same time, you know. So that's my brother right there. That's familia.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I think the biggest thing about it is, you know, big shout out. I keep saying it because I want to shout out those that really, you know, it wasn't Big Rome that just said, hey, I saw the store and I went, right?
Yeah.
But my brother-in-law, Robert Charkas,
yeah,
he told me, he goes, hey, man, I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to buy me a tomahawk. I'm going to buy two tomahawks or whatever. I said, go ahead, bring it, bro. And he told me the story in Roy City. And, man, that same day we did that video, like Gabriel said. And, man, I was like, man, Robert, you found a gold mine. We got to meet this guy, you know. And he knew who we were, in a sense, with other barbecue pages that were out there, right? But we never met. We never met as a, you know, as one-on-one. And I think that really you know, blew our mind about what was going to happen with Joe's Meat Market. When I saw the store, he was the butcher. He was the guy cutting those meats. He was the one doing the picanha cuts and the slices on the ribeyes. Whatever we wanted, he took care of me. And right there and then, I already knew, like, man, there's something very special here, and I want to be part of it. But let me get to know the guy a little bit more. And now, hey, we're brothers now till this day. And we talk about it all the time, how we first met. And now it's like, you know what? It's a never ending story. I enjoy, you know, working for him. A lot of the marketing, a lot of the stuff that we did in the background was I still do it for fun. I enjoy doing what I do, but you know what? I can't do it without my brothers, right? I can't do it without the admins that are in the barbecue chapter page. You know, Ross Schmitty, Sean Hogan, you know, Mad Max. Obviously, we got Gabriel as one of our admins. All the moderators, like Drew Moreno's in there, Ephraim, you know, Ben, all of these guys. Collectively, everything that we do it for the love, and we do a lot of love for Joe's Meat Market for a reason. And it's not just because he sells meats, because he does a lot for the community. He always gives back to the community. And you'll probably ask those questions later, but I kind of just wanted to bring that up, that that's how we found Joe's Meat Market, and really appreciate it. He is my brother for sure.
There are times that I'll go pick up product, or for example, tomatoes didn't come in. So I go get in my truck, go pick up some tomatoes, get a pallet of tomatoes. And when I come back in the morning, and Big Rome's already here. He's straightening out the shelves, helping customers with what kind of season you're looking for. I'm like, Big Rome, if you could beat me here to the store, I'm going to give you a time card. So he's got a time card now.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, that's awesome. But yeah, because, you know, I found out, obviously, New Hampshire, doing Boston and New Hampshire. So I was introduced to Joe's Meat Market through the home and the chapter, and you know the videos that he does, like he said, and you know it's like, oh, it's that old school vibe with how would you describe it? Not necessarily like that old. The old style barbershop, you know, where everybody came, hung out, had a cup of coffee, shot the shit, you know, passed the local news around. But, you know, somewhat of that feel, but in like you said, a small grocery store, you know.
Yeah. So it's
an interesting vibe for sure.
Yeah, it's like coming to your, you know, your local Mexican grocery store. That's kind of how we feel the vibe every time we go in there. And it's not only like we just go in there and shop. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody talks to everybody. Sundays is usually our day of ask for forgiveness and buy some more meat, you know. and we start talking to our brothers and start talking about barbecue. And it's our way of sitting down. In the, I would say the table where everybody talks about barbecue and enjoy the time being there and talk about what we're going to do next. What type of cook, what seasoning are you going to use? So, the atmosphere is ridiculous. I know Uncle Steve has paid so many trips there and he loves the atmosphere. Every time he visits, he loves being there. He loves the food and everything else. So, man, I really love, you know, enjoying the time with my barbecue brothers that are there. So.
All right. I got it now. It's the cigar lounge.
There you go.
I was trying to come up with the best thing, but the way how you put it, it clicked in the head. It's just like going to your local cigar lounge. You know, you go in there, you get a stick. You get a cup of coffee, you sit down, there's a bunch of guys around, you know, you start talking, relaxing. You take the stress of the world, throw it off the shoulders for a little while, calm down, relax, catch up, just recharge the batteries. All right, I got it. It's the Cigar Lounge of Meat Markets. Done.
Joe's Meat Market.
Meat Market for the win. That is correct. You know, we like to shake hands here and say hello and thank you. And you'd be surprised what that does to some customers. You know, it's no longer, you don't treat them like customers, you treat them like friends. And before you know it, it's no longer, they can go to another state and they'll be discussing about meat and go, well, my meat market in Rose City, so now is their meat market. They take ownership of that. And that happens when you treat customers with respect. You say hello and thank you. Thank you for coming. If they need any help with a seasoning or a meat product, you're there to help them. So we always try to give them a good customer service, and we treat them like friends, man. We treat them like family.
Beautiful. And Dave is saying, we need one of those in New Hampshire. Hell yeah. Dave, if anybody can actually has some connection to pull it off, you might be the one, brother. And boom, oh, there he is.
Uncle the man, Steve. The lady right there.
Uncle Steve, my brother.
The chat is leading the conversation here, so we'll get into the meats and the cuts and how you purvey and get the supply in. But man, let's talk some food here.
All right, let's do it.
Boys coming in, they're sitting down, they're having the bowl. I don't want to say it wrong. Is it menudo?
Menudo,
yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, but Rockwell is saying, gotta mention those breakfast tacos.
Oh yeah.
And Juke is saying the carnitas tacos and the chicharrones
are
the
best
in Texas. So yes. Let's talk about the menu. So you were saying, Rome, you were saying, on like a Sunday, boys come in the morning, sit down, grab a bite to eat. What is the menu at Joe's? Is it just like breakfast and lunch thing, or is it more just like a breakfast?
When we go in there, we start talking about what we're going to eat first. So we have starters, and then from there we got the meal, which is kind of funny, but usually Gabriel's mom is there. We call her mama. Everybody calls her mama there. And she already knows what I want. I go in there. She knows I want that small menudo to begin with. And then I want some bacon. I want some tostadas with over easy egg on top with some beans on it and some salsa. That is my meal right there. Everybody's always asking me, like, what is that called? And I'm like, that's a Big Rome special. I do it as a joke. You know what I mean? But it's a egg tostada with beans and menudo. That's all it is. But it's funny because even my brothers start, coming in and say, hey, I want that too. Oh, I want that too. So we all eat the same thing. So that menu kind of tends to be, the tostadas, the menudo. And then I know Mad Max loves his breakfast tacos. He gets those breakfast tacos in the morning with the fresh flour tortillas that they put there. And then there's times when they got that fresh pork belly that comes out. Man, I grab a couple tacos of that too, just to finish the day. So that's kind of what the menu looks like. Everybody kind of grabs the menudo, grabs them tacos, and just kind of go from there. And that's it.
Nice. Kenneth, what's up, brother? Lep, what's happening? You said something with Gabriel's mom being there.
Yes.
You walk in and she knows what you got.
Yep.
You really don't have to say anything. And Gabriel, that goes off of what you said about, the shaking the hand, the thanking you, or having a new customer starting a conversation in a relationship with that. And it with your mom cooking and knowing what the regular guys, the order is for food, that speaks volumes too. And, that can, that literally can make somebody's day. They're having, God knows what happens in their life, but they walk into a place like yours and they're treated like family, they feel like family, and you don't even have to say a word. And they're going to start making what you usually get. And, that can change a whole day. That could change a whole year for somebody. And, hats off to that. I absolutely love when I just heard that.
Yeah, we have a lot of, we we try to treat people, you know, we try to, we get to know the customers, they get to know us too. So just like Rome said, you know, my mom, it's a family business. My daughters work here. My mom helps me out. She likes to, we have her here because she likes to do everything old school. Everything, like for example, if we need tomato sauce, we don't open a can of tomato sauce. We get fresh tomatoes and make tomato sauce right now. We need chili powder, we get dry peppers and we roast them and we grind them and we make fresh chili powder for the menudo, you know. So, mm-hmm. you know, but, you know, getting to know our customers, you know, we notice also that some people, you know, are retired, they live on Social Security. And we get to know some of those. And some people only, you know, say, I only got $5. What can I get for $5? Whatever you want, buddy. It's $5, whatever you want. And I think that's what, you know, a lot of our customers support us. And word of mouth is your best advertisement. And you treat people right, they're going to tell everybody else in their home, their friends in the neighborhood, you know, hey, you need to go to Joe's. And that's the key. That's the key, treating people with respect and helping your neighbor when you can. You know, so, yeah, buddy.
Nevin Bat says he's in retail, and you're right. The personal touch goes a long way. And like you said, we, you know, someone had said where everybody knows your name. And Mike J, brother, you hit it. You hit it because it's literally in my head. You know, it's like Cheers, the song.
That's where right. Everybody
knows your name. It had popped into my head, so that's hilarious right there. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Good karma for sure. Gabriel takes care of people, Mr. Yes, Holt, for sure.
Yeah.
So it's not an overly large menu, is it? Or
no, we carry the basics. Yes, you know, so we like to make fresh barbacoa, which is cooked all night. You know, menudo is cooked all night. There's certain items that you cook all night and it's ready in the morning. We got like your carnitas, like Jim Moreno was talking, the chicharron. We have three types of chicharron. We have what we call a pork belly, which is most people use that for burn-ins. But we cook a little bit different. It gives you that little salty kind of flavor, and we make the chicharron. Our chicharron, it takes 3 days to make. So 3 day process. So 1 day you dehydrate it, you pre-cook it the second day, and you pop it the third day. You know, very few, if any, meat markets around the area do that. The only people that you might find that do that is deep in Mexico. That's the way to do stuff, you know. Here is rush, quick. So, you know, we'll sell it. Sometimes we don't even get to put it on the counter. People are waiting in line, ready to take it off as soon as it comes out. So sometimes some people come in and they're like, you already out? You should make some more. I say, yeah, we made some, but it's all gone. Especially in Rubens and in...
Oh man, that's some good stuff, man. I love eating them chicharrones throughout the week.
Oh yeah. Oh, what I wouldn't do to get some fresh chicharrones up this way. Oh my!
I remember Chick Moreno came in one day. He goes, and we were out. He goes, man, I can't go home with my wife. You don't have chicharrones. She said, if you go there, bring me some chicharrones.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, Uncle Steve, knock your shit off.
Oh, what do you say?
He's the one who put where everybody knows your name. So that started the everybody singing the Cheers song. He said he did it on purpose. Yeah. That Baby Shark song. If you get this stuck in my head, I will call you all night long. Damn it, boy.
Yeah. I think Uncle Steve, because every time we do a fundraiser, whether it's for helping somebody with a funeral, you know, raising money to build schools and churches, or helping the veterans, our first responders, Uncle Steve is one of the first ones to, you know, call us up, what you need. I'm here, you know. He even came to one of our events, so I want to thank Uncle Steve for all his support. You know, he's a good guy. You know, I thank you for inviting me to the rodeo over there, Rodeo Houston. So yeah, he's a great guy, and props to him. And come and get you some of this good stuff right here, guys.
the magic ribs.
There it is.
That's it. That's it. Hey, that video was no lie, man. I'm telling you, when Uncle Steve did that video of me biting on them ribs, that was my full attention to them ribs. And I said, these were delicious. And you know, I said, everybody's going to love these. I know they are. The seasonings, it was great since the first day I tried it. And like I said, once it went to the market and people started buying it, now they're believing in it. I said, I told you it's magic, baby. Oh,
and there's Wes Phillips, the people's pitmaster from the Smoke Ring Syndicate podcast. Guys,
hey, what's up, Wes?
Hello. It is fantastic. You got a lot of great guests and everything. And Wes and I might have a little something up our sleeves that we're going to be working on for a little fun. And I'll leave it at that. If it goes right, it's going to be a heck of a laugh for everybody who sees it and understands what's going on. Rick Mel, what's happening?
So Gabriel, we the boys.
Let's talk about the meat department. You know, how do you get your shipment in? You know, are you from a straight purveyor, or do you do some stuff with maybe some of the farmers and the ranches local to Roy City?
Well, people don't know, but it's against the law to bring meat from a farmer. There, only a farmer can kill his own cattle and sell it to the public. He cannot sell it to a store for resale. It's got to go through a USDA processing plant. It's got to be stamped and licensed for resale. So, yeah, we do have farmers around the area. If somebody wants, like, let's say a goat or a lamb or something, I got their number. Hey, go call this guy. He's got it fresh. I can't get it from him, but you can. So we like to help the local farmers around the area. I mean, that's what we do. We help the you know, small businesses. So how do we do use companies, local companies around here, around the area that use local farmers, though. So we always look. So we carry American Wagyu, and that one comes out of Rosewood Ranches up in, I believe, Waxahachie area. So I can't get it from him, even though he's close. But he can. I got a company that I tell him, we need American Wagyu from this ranch right here. And they go and get it for me. But he can't. Some of those we can't buy strictly from a rancher. It's, but we have companies that do that. And how do we decide what we need? So we listen to the customers. Hey, we're looking for example, picanha. I wasn't carrying picanha. And then we started getting calls. You got picanha? Because I can't find it anywhere. And there was one call, then 10 calls a week. And I said, you know what? We're really, really missing out. We got to listen to these customers and start bringing picanhas and tri-tips. You know, you see Rome, he cooks it all the time. It's a great piece of meat. So listening to the customers is the key to our growth. You know, hey, I need this. You know, we weren't carrying filet mignons when I first started. And then we started running them. And now we can sell 800 to 1,000 a day on the weekend, especially on the good holidays, you know. And people don't believe that, but that's how many we can sell. You know, we sell them for $5.99 each. But before COVID, they were only $4.99. We had people buying by the case, driving, you know, an hour, 2 hours just to get those. So you got to listen to the customers. So we listen to them. They tell us what they want, and we'll try to get it for them. And that's the key to growing. You know, listen to your customers. They'll tell you how to grow your business.
Oh, for sure. Greg, what's up, brother?
Greggy D, what's up?
Greg had a great event up in
I saw Greg opening those diner ribs.
You saw that slice?
Opening a present, right?
I want to do some dino ribs now, Gabriel. So I'm going to have to come by and get some.
We get them, man. We got them. We carry those.
Greggy D got down on those, man. I fell in love.
For sure. So that's interesting. But it makes sense that meat has to go to, you know, the USDA and all that. Is it the same with the produce?
The sandwich who?
The produce. So your tomatoes and all of that.
Well, I, there are different laws that apply to a smaller business and the bigger businesses, like, let's say, a Walmart. They have to have a label where everything comes from on the shelves. A small business, we're not required to that. But we buy from, we can get from local produce companies. We sure can. They sell to other big companies, but that, how we can buy from there. We try to get as much Mexican product because it's more organic. It's not not too much. You know, there's some companies going in there into Mexico, and some of that stuff is starting to be generically modified. So we, our conscience, you know, wants us to give the customer a good product that's, that, you know, that we know is good for them. You know, organic. We don't advertise organic, but that's what we try to get, organic. You know, so if you look at our produce, in my opinion, it's a little bit better than your local other supermarkets, you know. And that's our goal: give a customer a good product at a good price, and they'll be back.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Oh, so yeah. Well, looks like at some point I got to come to Roy City.
Yeah, bring it on, brother.
I got to come down to the meat market. Hang on. Yeah. Some tacos. Oh, so much for the
man.
Diet.
Yeah.
Hey, you love it. You'll love it over here, brother. If you come, you know, we'll throw in the backyard boogie in my backyard, and you know, we'll get down.
Yeah. Big Rome, we had one a couple of weeks ago, about 2-3 weeks ago, and Big Rome, Smitty, Mad Max all got down on it. We cook a little bit of everything, but that's what these guys do, man. They enjoy it. They love it. And we feed the customers, and then we had a YouTuber come by. What was his name?
Lando Sanders.
Big Lando.
From where you at, though?
Yeah. So, and, Big Roman's got some connections, man. Don't let him fool you, bud.
Hey, look, let me tell you something, man. I've always told Gabriel, and Gabriel has always told me, man. I said, there's always somebody watching, no matter what you do. And the thing is that you're having fun. That's what he tells me. I said, that's what I want. I want to have fun in what I do. I don't want it to feel like a job. I want to enjoy barbecue to the fullest. And that's what I'm going to do. And at the same time, I'm going to help my brothers around me grow with me. I'm not saying they're going to be where I'm at, or maybe if they're bigger than me, so what? I don't care. I want to help my brothers out for them to grow and do what they need to do in what they're passionate about. And that's about it, man. That's where my heart goes, in helping my brothers, you know, helping the veterans. We've been doing it for years already, especially collaborating with Gabriel, giving back to the veterans, first responders. We have one coming up on April 20th. You know, big shout out to Gabriel. He's donating the brisket, the pork butts, the ribs, the sausage to raise funds for VROC, which is a veterans outreach resource center for our veterans. Which they help, you know, fill out paperwork, you know, for their benefits, you know, for any mental health needs or anything, route them to the right place, right? Give them backpacks, whatever it is. We've been doing it for the last, let me see, it's going to be 7 years doing it for VROC. And we're continue doing it. And, you know, Gabriel, he put his hand out and said, here's the meat. And us boys are going to get together, smoke the meats. I know Sean Hogan's going to do his killer poppers, man. He's the popper king. We already know that. And we're going to give them out and raise funds, man. That's it. I mean, and that's April 20th, guys. So, you know, anybody interested in, you know, donating, sponsoring, whatever it is, just let us know. Texas Barbecue Chapter and Joe's Meat Market is collaborating together to make this happen. So
a lot of people don't know, but
excuse me.
No, go ahead, I'm Gabriel.
A lot of people don't know about Ruben. Ruben helps a lot of people create their own seasoning, their logos, and helps them taste their product. And some of these guys, you know, that local guys, Big Rome has a lot to do with that. Big Rome's got a big heart. He doesn't think, you know, he doesn't brag about it or puts it up front, but he just helps a lot of people. He likes to go out and do videos. It's good. That's what he does. And, you know, I'm proud to call him, you know, my brother right there. He's got a big heart. He helps everybody. He doesn't tell anybody, but that's what he does. You know, he helped me here too, you know, just little bit things like putting out videos out there and helping promote other seasons from other people. We got a few veterans seasonings that Ruben, you know, help them out and get their product out there and put their labels out there, get them into the stores. Big Ron does a lot, man. I'm very thankful for his friendship. You know, he's my brother, his familia, and, you know, thank you, brother.
Man, that means a lot, man. Like I said, man, I'm you know, I'm not trying to toot my whistle about anything, man. I am who I am. And like I said, as much as I say, oh, I'm not going to do that for nobody no more, my heart doesn't say that. My heart says I want to help people. And that's who I am, man. I've always been that way. I'm not trying to get rich off of it. You know what I mean? Blessings will come within time. And, you know, like Gabriel said, man, we're brothers. We're more than just partners in what we do, man. We're carnales. We're brothers. We got each other's back, period. And anything he needs, he knows I'm going to be there for him. And we're going to push it to the next level. And, you know, with this partnership that we have, you know, obviously Pit Life's barbecue is part of it, right? So, man, that's what it's all about right there, man. It's not about, oh, he, you know, who's better than not, man. Let's help each other out. Let's grow the community. We're already doing some great things right now. We're doing collaborations with Torres Meat House and Joe's Meat Market, sharing the seasonings. They got the thick meat, right, from Torres Meat House All Purpose. And we switch bottles for Joe's Meat Market, and now they have our bottles over there. We have their bottles in our store now, and we're going to continue collaborating with other small businesses and doing the same thing. Coming soon, there's more stores coming up that we're looking to do, and that's exactly what we want to do. Small business supporting small business. That's our thing for 2024, because we need to help each other out and grow and have a good time doing it too.
It is.
Beautiful. CJ, what's up, brother? Josh and Babe, what's happening? All right,
Matt, what's up?
Dropping some knowledge here. Let's get into this one a little bit, boys. May 10th barbecue comp at Joe's Meat Market.
Yes, sir. We're working on that. That's the date. We're trying to work on permits right now. We're trying to get with the Parks and Recreation, see what we're allowed to do here. And it's something Ruben's part of that he helped bring in. What was the other guy?
Robbie Galvan, Texas Coalition.
Yeah, he's the one putting everything together as well. You know, a lot of the barbecue guys are, you know, helping out. So James Page is helping. So hopefully we can have a good competition here.
Oh, that'll be good. So, what are you guys looking at, you know, team number wise?
Team?
Just something a little small? Or?
No. This is going to be a sanctioned event. We're looking at Outlaws. Yeah, we're looking at doing it at Outlaws sanctioned event again. We had one last year. Now we're doing it again. I mean, we've been doing a lot of these, you know, barbecue comps for the last few years. But now we're getting back into it, trying to give back to the competitors and also giving back for a great cause. So, yeah, it's going to be Outlaws. We got some special guests that are looking to be special guests, guest judges. You know, let me cough real quick, limb brisket. But either way, we got some special guests that are going to be judges. But we're looking to have a good time in doing it. At the same time, we're looking at putting up a car show on top of that, and possibly even a market too. So it's going to be pretty big from what I'm seeing right now so far.
There's Dutch throwing some of that. No one over 6'6". So tell Paul.
Hey, you know, Paul, man, he loves to walk last. That's for sure.
Yeah. Can I mail turn-ins from Boston? You said it.
Hey, Kent, you like my brown hat? Look.
Speaking of the hat, and the chat's been going crazy, so I won't be able to find it. But Uncle Steve had asked, is there any online thing where some people can get some Joe's Meat Market swag?
No, not yet. We did have a website last year, a couple of years ago. It got hacked, so we couldn't get it back. We tried getting it back, and we couldn't get it back. So, but we're working on another website. So hopefully, we can start putting some of this swag in there. But if anybody wants, just hit us on Messenger. We'll send it to you. We've done that. We sent some knives here last year to Canada, to several parts of the United States. So we can do that for you.
Okay. Yeah. Because I'm gonna need some.
We'll send you some, brother.
Yeah, for sure. Then where's Greg? Greg nailed it too. That means C-Mac's not allowed either.
Oh man.
All 10 of them. Small little boy, that one. But yeah, man, it's awesome. You know, like I said, a lot of it, like I was introduced, like I said earlier, Gabriel, was through Rome and his videos. And, you know, to see the reach that the videos had, you know, it's another avenue. Like you said, the word of mouth is the best advertisement.
That's correct.
You know, and so the videos, and it shows you. And I have a personal question for you, Gabriel. Have you ever frowned in your life?
You know, I have. But, you know, that's funny because I had a customer the other day come in, and he actually moved. He goes, man, the only thing that doesn't change is you smiling and greeting the customers, man. So this town has grown and blown up, but you never change. So that remind me of that guy when you asked me that question. Yeah, you try, you know, when you're talking to somebody and you're shaking their hand and you give them a smile, it creates that warm feeling that, you know, that you like them and it's a positive energy right there. So if you take somebody's hand and you're frowning, man, this guy don't want me around here, you know. But if you give him that smile, even through the Facebook, you know, you're smiling, you're having fun.
Yeah.
Good example right there, Ruben. Right there, he's always having fun. He's full energy, and it makes you want to watch him. You know, it's that positive energy that comes through that screen. So yeah, you want to smile all the time. Plus, I'm happy. I'm very blessed. I'm content. God has given me enough. I'm happy.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. And Greg's not necessarily lying on this comment right here. Every time he gets balls in the face. It's close. Sometimes it's actually awkward to give C-Mac a hug.
Oh, my goodness.
It's awkward at times. But you know, that's it. We can poke fun out of each other, you know, like we're all family, and that's what it's all about. And Gabriel, you and your business, you know, you scream it. You scream family, you know. Everything is a close-knit friendship, brother, sister, that family vibe. And it's great to see, especially in today's day and age and everything, all the bullshit that goes on, to have that your business model, you know, still thriving in societies, and you know, just to keep that, it's a friendly environment, regardless. I don't want to use the term safe space, but you get what I'm saying. You know, everybody's welcome. Come in, relax, tune out the rest of the world, talk some Q, pick up some meat, pick up some produce, pick up some seasoning, some sauces. Like you said, one-stop shop.
Amen.
You know,
go for the win.
I cook done in one shop in. Which is becoming few and far between these days, I think. You know, you know, especially on the small business level where it's more personal. Yeah, you could go to a big box store and get your meat, get your produce, you know, but, you know, you come to Joe's Meat Market and you know you're getting the freshest of products each and every day. And, you know, more than willing to help you out on whatever you want. You know, you need a special cut, you can take care of it. You need a special order, we can take care of it. Hey, how the hell do I cook this special order cut I just ordered? You can take care of it.
That's right.
You know, which is great. Just great to see, boys. Great to see. But yeah, thank you guys for jumping in and tuning in. I keep getting a glitch on my thing that my internet keeps dropping. We're having some big time wins out here all day. But before anything else happens, Gabriel, thank you so much. Big Rome, thank you so much. I can't thank you enough for, like I said, believing in the show, believing in what I do, to, you know, jump in and be part of the Pit Life Barbecue family with your support for the show. I thank you. It's an honor and a privilege, brother. And I'm going to do you right. I promise.
Blessings, brother.
Well, thank you so much.
So on the different social medias, is it all Joe's Meat Market, you know, Facebook, Instagram?
Yeah, Joe's Meat Market. Some might say Joe's Meat Market in Rose City because Joe's Meat Market, I think, was taken on Instagram. But so we put Joe's Meat Market, Rose City.
Rose City.
Yeah, but if you look for Joe's Meat Market, it should pop up.
Beautiful. And Rome, Big Rome's Empire, TVC. You know, what else you got?
Well, I just got my own website now. I'm working on putting my swag for sale online, stuff like that soon. But, you know, www.BigRome'sBarbecueEmpireLC.com. So everything else is all Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. That's pretty much it.
Beautiful, boys. Well, guys, thank you so much. I appreciate you both. I love you both, your brothers. So cheers.
Love you too, brother. Cheers.
Cheers.
You know, so guys, check them out. Check Joe's Meat Market out on the social medias, either Joe's Meat Market or Joe's Meat Market, Royce City. And if you're in the area, stop by. It's on my list. I'm gonna get there at some point. But go in there. You know,
spread the doors are always open.
get meat, get some protein, have a bite, have a sit for a snack. But like I said, thank you guys for taking the time. I appreciate it. You know, we're family, and everyone in the chat, we're all family.
We're all family, that's correct.
And on that note, thank you, Gabriel. Thank you, Joe's Meat Market. Thank you, Uncle Steve, for the support. And until next week, keep the smoke rolling.
Love y'all.
Joe's Meat Market for the win.
Joe's Meat Market for the win.
Oh, yeah.